Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be some clouds and sun today. Chance for showers, maybe even some scattered thunderstorms. High today around 76. Kenosha right now 71 degrees, 68 in Burlington, Milwaukee 70, 69 in Racine. South Shore paramedics dispatched along with Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant Police to the report of an injury accident on Highway KR near 100th Street just before 7 this morning. The initial 911 call had the vehicle on its roof in a ditch and the driver trapped. Well, that man in his mid-30s was able to get himself out. He suffered a possible broken arm and several head lacerations. How the accident occurred, still under investigation. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave declaring a state of emergency in the wake of severe bluff erosion along Lake Michigan shoreline in both Mount Pleasant and Caledonia, noting an increase in the water level of the lake and the combination of wave action and unstable bluffs. County officials say the erosion has accelerated to an unprecedented rate. Delagrave saying the declaration allows the county to take a number of steps to try to protect the public and to seek help from the state and federal governments.
One, asking for state and federal help. And hopefully that will come, and either whether it's developing a plan or resources. Number two, it allows us to close streets. As you know, there's a lot of the erosion is in one particular area about a foot or two away from public utilities, so it allows us to close streets. And three, if we have to, if it gets necessary, we can evacuate people.
State Representative Peter Barca is a member of FEMA's National Advisory Council. He says this declaration can only help.
I don't know to what degree that alone will do the trick, but clearly it is important that we take every step possible as quickly as we can because, you know, these citizens are clearly given at risk.
The shoreline does not fall under the jurisdiction of Racine County, but Delagrave says the declaration is one way to support the two villages by raising awareness and finding an expeditious solution. The erosion also threatening at least one home in Summers and in other areas along the Lake Michigan's western shoreline. A rally on mental health awareness held at the St. Luke's Health Pavilion at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints, the goal to eliminate the stigma and to promote recovery. Noting Racine Unified has successful health-based clinics at both Wadowitz and Johnson Schools and the Fresh Start program, Dr. Lisa Adams-Qualls, a social worker, said they plan even more with the next school year. Miss Racine, Haley Shanta, was there. She talked about self-image problems that others got her to believe in over the years, until just recently.
I even wondered why God bothered creating me. Why would he create such a failure in this universe? And of course, along with this came depression and anxiety. And for a while, I thought about suicide as often as I would think about what I would eat for my next meal. Even when I had one Miss Racine, I thought negatively about myself. It took one of my very good friends through the Miss America organization to realize that I was not worthless.
The mental health rally, the latest effort at community engagement. And a Racine woman, 32-year-old Autumn Rogers, facing robbery charges. She's accused of stealing razor replacement blades from the Walgreens on Washington Avenue and striking an employee who tried to stop her. She'll be back in court next week. Governor Scott Walker is going to be in Burlington later on this afternoon. He's going to help get things going with the 30th annual Chocolate Fest. He's scheduled to appear at the Chocolate Tent around 4 o'clock or so this afternoon. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss appointing RAMAC President and former County Executive Jim Ladwig to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Board of Directors. Voss saying that Ladwig will be a welcome addition to the WEDC Board. There was a joint meeting of the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission and the Village Board that lasted 3 hours this week on possible changes to zoning ordinances that cover such neighbor-to-neighbor disputes as the location of sheds and garages and where campers and trailers and motorhomes and boats and trucks can be located on a property, if at all. Community Development Director Logan Martin noting the current rule on accessory structures with a 15-foot setback it covers a shed or a garage, and to amend that with separate definitions would only mean a lot more work. Joe Meyer suggesting a 12-foot garage side setback and 8 feet for the non-garage side, knowing some residents will use any change to their advantage but also impact their neighbor in the process on that.
We're trying to help those who are trying to build a shed and get, you know, a shed, and now you're going to have people who are going to now build these garages. It's going to open up them room to put a bigger garage and to have those types of structures on their property, and it's encroaching on the neighbor.
On the bigger issue, literally, of where it's okay to park a camper or an RV or the trailers, Community Development Director Logan Martin saying that the expanded language really follows Oak Creek's ordinance. It would still, however, be complaint-driven. Commissioner Robert Underhill felt really nothing ought to happen. Just leave everything the way it is.
I think all you're doing is giving up the right of a lot of the other residents to look outside when one of his neighbors decides to go buy a camper. And all of a sudden, they're there, parking in a spot that's not to the way the code is now. And we discussed this last time we went around with this. And I think that as you go down the road, because then we're going to be a whole nother can of worms when you start getting that going and nothing can be done about it.
The Village Plan Commission supported sending recommendations to a public hearing this summer. The setback on accessory structures reduced to 10 feet. The amended language as well on vehicles and trailers. The Racine Zoological Society promoting a little birthday coming up tomorrow. Yule, the white-handed gibbon, turning 50. The oldest living gibbon in North America.
Yule was born in Southeast Asia in 1966 and came to the Racine Zoo 20 years later. It also makes him the longest tenured resident of the zoo. Yule lives with his 37-year-old daughter, Robin. An informal birthday party Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. will include birthday cake-flavored popcorn and the sale of limited edition Yule T-shirts, with proceeds to benefit the zoo. White-hand gibbons typically live about 25 years in the wild and 40 to 50 years under human care. Zoo Executive Director Beth Heidorn says Yule turning 50 is a testament to the care he receives from the staff. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Anybody catch the Yule gibbon thing? Google it. Google it sometime. Finally, remember the story earlier this week about that missing emu from the hobby farm in the Racine County town of Yorkville? Well, the emu is back. It's safe and sound. The public can have a stress-free holiday. The bird, which cannot fly and looks like an ostrich, found and taken into custody yesterday afternoon along Highway K in Raymond. Now, the Sheriff's Department had not exactly been actively searching for this bird. There were a handful of phone calls apparently received about an emu in several different locations, but the bird is back safe. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.